It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm pleased to have, as a guest in the studio, Paul Kaplan, one of the partners of KKMI, which operates the boatyard at the Clipper Yacht Harbor on the Sausalito waterfront. Paul recently gave me a tour of the harbor and the workyard and provided many insights into the yacht harbor business. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Well, thanks for the invitation, John.
Paul, please tell the audience about yourself.
Well, John, I was raised in San Francisco, happened to live not too far away from Lake Merced, and at the age of 9, happened to go down there and saw a fellow who wasn't much older than I was sailing a boat, and he very nicely offered to take me out for a ride on the boat, and I was sitting up on the bow watching this guy steer along, just not a whole lot older than I was, and I was just mesmerized. I remember to the day the sound of the water bubbling in the bow and watching this guy push the tiller one direction and the boat going the opposite direction, and being dyslexic, this made perfect sense to me. And so I got bit by the boating bug. And now fast forward about 50 years later, I've had the great pleasure of being able to build a career in the maritime industry. And so I feel quite blessed.
You got bit early, that's for sure. Tell me about the KKMI and how you became involved in the Clipper Yacht Harbor and that boatyard.
Well, when I was in my 20s, I started in the yacht brokerage business, and it's not possible to be selling boats and not have a relationship with a boatyard, if not a number of boatyards. And I had the good fortune to develop a working relationship with Ken Keefe in a yard in Sausalito here. And as time went on, he and I talked about the service needs of clients in the Bay Area and how we really could do a better job in some ways of supporting clients. And so we opened a boatyard over in Point Richmond in 1996 with our other partner, our chief financial officer, Cindy Revelle. And the company has grown to a stage now that we've got another operation here in Sausalito. The prior lease expired, and the property owner, Clipper Yacht Harbor, had approached us and asked if we would be interested in helping them develop a new facility. And so we did that. The lease started in 2009.
So, Paul, what attracted you and your partners to Sausalito?
Well, what's not to love about the Sausalito waterfront? First of all, there's nearly 2,000 boats along the waterfront between Sausalito and Belvedere and Tiburon. So certainly in terms of a market that we knew that we could service, that was an important component. There has been a long history of a working waterfront on the Sausalito, and we really felt that we kind of had a little bit of an obligation, if we could, to continue that tradition. And we've worked very hard to put together this facility, and frankly, I'm very proud of what the results are.
Well, I think you should be. So, Paul, how is the Sausalito yacht customer different?
Well, maybe another way of answering the question is not necessarily a Sausalito boat owner different, but how is a sailor on San Francisco Bay different than other parts of the country? And the big issue, and most notable, is the great winds that we have on San Francisco Bay and the tides that go with it. So if you're a sailor on the bay, you've got to be a pretty dedicated sailor. You've got to be a hardy sailor. And of course, with that, you want to make sure that the boat that you're on is well suited for the conditions that the bay offers, and that also it's been properly maintained so it can handle those kinds of conditions. So I think one of the driving forces of our company has always been to get folks on board who really have a lot of experience and a lot of expertise, so that when we are working with clients who really do have a concern about this, that we can make sure that their boats are, in fact, very safe and reliable, so that they can encounter the kind of conditions that are frequently seen on the bay.
Paul, could you give us an idea of like the range of services that you offer?
Really been our goal, and we try to stick to it as much as we can, to be as full service as possible. There are a few services that we do not offer, and we can help organize those. But what we believe and we offer have sort of a unique service experience is that each client has a project manager. That project manager is involved from the inception of the job to the completion of the job. They are working with the client. They're working with the craftsman. They're overseeing every facet of the job. They're communicating with the client, the progress of that job. And that model, I think, for us has proven to be a very, very important one where, say, in larger yachts, you'll just have the captain, and then the captain goes ahead and manages all those kinds of services.
How many people do you employ, Paul?
In our Sausalito yard, we're a staff of 21. In 2010, when we started after the construction was completed, there were 14 of us, so it's nice to see the team growing.
Paul, if you had to do it over again, would you still come to Sausalito?
No question. Certainly the timing of opening up a business that is focused on servicing yachts in the middle of the recession may not have been the best timing, but we're in this for the long haul. We love what it is that we do. As I mentioned, we've grown our staff, so we're seeing things improve. And absolutely, we're delighted with the results of the facility and love being in Sausalito and feel very proud to be able to provide services to the boating community in Sausalito and be part of the business community as well in the town of Sausalito.
Paul, thanks for being a guest on the show. You've given the listeners some real insights into the care and feeding of a Sausalito sailor. If any of my listeners have questions, how can they reach you?
Feel free to send me an email. It's paul@kkmi.com.
Well, thanks very much for that, Paul. This show has been about the operation of the boatyard. We will do a second show later on regarding some of the environmental steps that Paul and his partners at KKMI have taken building a boatyard on a very sensitive waterfront here in Sausalito. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.